52. Tariana. The question was so utterly unlike anything Marcus had ever asked her before that it snapped Tariana out of her misery, curiosity taking its place. Why do you ask?
Just curious. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Why wouldn't I want to? The muscles in his jaw tightened. Less visible now, thanks to the facial hair, but enough for her to know that he regretted asking the question, and would use silence as a way to get out of answering hers. But she didn't feel like letting him off so easily. You've never asked me anything about my past before.
Haven't I?
She gave him a long look, smirking when he turned away first.
We don't spend that much time alone and talking.
He said.
Didn't seem like the sort of thing to ask you with others around.
Interesting. Quintus asked me that very same question next to the fire with at least 5 of your men present. He's asked me dozens of questions about myself, as has Servius. But never you.
Yes, well, neither of them have ever interrogated you.
He rose to his feet, refilling his water cup and drinking deeply before filling it again.
Every time I ask you something, you must wonder how I'll use what I learn against you.
I don't think... Tariana broke off, because she had thought that very thought more times than she cared to count. Her past was full of secrets of her people, of the secrets of the West. And he was too clever not to glean details that would help the legions, no matter how hard she tried to hide them. While he wouldn't use them against her right now, that might not always be the case. Don't you worry the same thing when you tell me about your past?
It's not the same. You've never forced me to tell you anything. Not in the way I forced you.
It was easy to find ways in her head to excuse him. That it had been Cassius who'd ordered the interrogations, that Marcus hadn't had a choice, or at least not one that wouldn't have had significant consequences for him, that she'd have broken under the questioner's torture, so it wasn't as though the Empire wouldn't have gotten the information with or without Marcus's involvement. Yet, a hard choice was nevertheless a choice, and he'd made his. And she wasn't certain that even if she could forgive him, that she should.
I shouldn't have asked you anything,
he said, breaking the silence.
Forget I spoke.
As if such a thing were possible. Not knowing why she couldn't let it go, Tariana said, but you do want to know?
What I want is irrelevant.
That's not what I asked. He exhaled a long breath, then turned to meet her gaze.
If the story of your life were a book, I'd carry it with me across the world. I'd read it every night. And whenever I reached the ending of what had been shared with me, I'd open it to the first page and begin reading it again.
Tariana's eyes burned, and she blinked rapidly. It would be a very heavy book. I've had a very interesting life.
It would be worth it.
He crossed the shack, hands curving around the sides of her face as he bent to kiss her forehead.
Everything you tell me is a gift.
She buried her face in his throat, trying not to cry. You must think we're about to die if you're saying things like that. One of the wolves slammed against the side of the shack with impressive force, and Marcus pulled her against him, held her as she dug her fingers into his shoulders, painfully exhausted but unwilling to sacrifice the moment before she had to. Then she said, I was born on land, in my grandmother's house, with all my aunts present so that the first sounds I'd hear were the songs of our people. They set out at dawn the following morning, barely making it to the next shack before dusk, only to repeat the trial the next day, and the next. And the wolves never let up. Each night, they'd take turns attacking the shacks, snarling and barking and howling, creating a deafening cacophony that would have been impossible to sleep through, even if she hadn't been in perpetual fear one of them would get inside. Every time exhaustion dragged her under, one of the wolves would shatter the silence, yanking her back into wakefulness, only to repeat the process over and over again, night after night. And like some sort of retribution delivered by the dead pack member she and Marcus were slowly consuming, the constant diet of meat took its toll on their guts, doubling both of them over with cramps that slowed them to a crawl if it didn't send them diving behind barren trees or the nearest snowbank for some semblance of privacy. It was the purest form of misery, both of them rendered unfocused and irritable. Tariana rather thought that if they were still capable of speaking to each other after this experience, that their relationship might well survive them being enemies on the opposite side of a battlefield. Now, another dawn was upon them. They'd agreed the night before that if it were even slightly cloudy today, that they'd stay put and rest rather than risk the wolves coming after them before sunset. But from the gleam of light surrounding the door, Tariana already knew she was destined for disappointment. Lifting the crossbeams and setting them aside, Marcus opened the door, the brightness of the sun, even at this early hour, causing Tariana to squint. There was a fresh layer of powder coating the land around them, only a few inches, but enough, she knew, to make the going even slower. "You indicated," she said, knowing her voice sounded like the rasp of sandpaper on wood, "that we'd be out of this pack's territory and into another's by now. You," she coughed to clear her throat, "were wrong." Marcus slowly turned his head, his eyes squinting and bloodshot, the gray-blue irises devoid of their usual sharpness. "By all means," he sounded worse than she did, "please, feel free to contribute any helpful information you might have on Cybernese wolves. At least I never pretended to be an expert." She glowered at him, noting that his golden cell skin was chapped red from the wind and dryness where it wasn't covered with dirt. And worst of all, that the beard had grown. "You look like shit, by the way." He leaned close, their eyes locked, his clearly scrutinizing hers. "You know the color of the water where the river Savio hits the sea?" The river running through the center of Celandriel was effectively a sewer. The color it turned the ocean was not pretty. "Yes? Why?" Her sluggish brain answered her own question a heartbeat after she asked it. But Marcus still obliged her with an exaggerated cock of one eyebrow. "Jackass," Tariana muttered. But he was already turning to the heavy wooden icebox holding their diminishing store of meat, hoisting the satchel containing it, and then starting toward the distant mile marker. She fell in next to him, elbow to elbow, their feet making soft crunches in the pristine snow. They didn't speak, each step such an act of will that there was no energy left for anything else beyond the occasional upward glance at the next mile marker. Step, step, step. The muscles of her legs slowly unstiffened, even as her stomach cramped. Tariana pressed a hand to her abdomen, feet tripping over themselves with her loss of focus. Only Marcus catching her elbow kept her from sprawling in the snow. Step, step, step. They passed a mile marker, and she glanced up to read the number. 4. 16 more to go. The muscles of her face tightened with the sudden urge to cry. Keep going. Step, step, step. Her lip began to bleed where it had split from the dryness, and she licked it, tasting iron and salt. Licked it again, though she knew doing so would only make it worse. It was like a compulsion, her tongue snaking across the wound every three steps, her mind latching onto the pattern in a manic, desperate sort of way. Stop it, she told herself. Just stop doing it. Step, step, step. Her tongue ran over her lip, and an angry shriek filled the air. Her mind took far too long to realize the sound was coming from her. Clamping a hand over her mouth, she dropped to her knees, pressing her forehead against the snow.
Drink some water.
Marcus was tugging on her shoulder, pushing a cup into her hand, the kettle sitting next to him in the snow. She couldn't remember him taking it from her.
We're halfway there.
What? Lifting her head, she tried to focus on the number carved into the post a few paces away, but it swam in and out of focus. I don't... When? Her skull throbbed along with her abused lip, the pulse the same rhythm her steps had been. I'm losing my mind.
Halfway there.
He lifted her hand so that the metal of her cup pressed against her lips.
You only need to repeat what you've already accomplished once today.
I can't.
Drink.
She swallowed the cold water, droplets running down her chin.
Can you eat?
She gagged in response, only her clenched teeth keeping the water from coming back up as she pressed her forehead back in the snow. How do you keep going?
I've been marching most of my life.
He tugged the satchel of supplies she carried off her shoulders and onto his.
I'm used to it. Now up.
I can't.
You can.
He hauled her to her feet.
One step at a time. 1 mile at a time. Now walk.
The sun flew across the sky, even as time seemed to crawl, each step a lifetime. The world faded in and out of focus, her vision pulsing, her head throbbing, her lip bleeding. She'd lost track of the number of times she found herself on her hands and knees in the snow with no memory of falling. Of the times Marcus had forced water down her throat and then hauled her back to her feet. She couldn't remember when he'd pulled her arm over his shoulder, only that it was there now, him half carrying her as they staggered up and down the rolling hills. And behind them, the sun was setting. Tariana's toe caught on something hidden beneath the snow, and she staggered, dragging Marcus down with her.
It's only 2 more miles.
His voice sounded distant, and though she knew he was tugging on her arm, it was as though she were watching it from outside her own body, not feeling it. She was upright, but her knees wouldn't hold, wobbling and bending and buckling beneath her.
Come on, Tariana.
She tried to rise, but the effort made her retch, muscles twisting with spasms, her stomach forcing up bitter bile, even as the fit consumed what little strength she had left.
Get up.
The snow was soft, inviting. She curled in on herself, knees under her chin, vaguely aware of Marcus pleading for her to keep going, of the fear in his voice. But sleep was beckoning her. If she could just rest for a few minutes. A howl split the air, pulling her back to consciousness.
Tariana, they're coming. We need to go.
Marcus had her under the arms, was dragging her through the snow. But he only made it a few yards before he stumbled and fell, rising to his feet only to repeat the motion. They wouldn't make it like this. The wolves were too fast. Go, she whispered the word. Just go. Get back to Celandriel and make Cassius free my people.
No. He gasped out the word. That's something you need to do.
Please. They were both going to die out here if he stayed, and that meant her captured people were doomed, that her mother was doomed. Please, go.
I'm not leaving you.
Please. She sobbed.
Even as the air once again filled with howls, the noise coming from all directions and none. No.
He was in her face, tears running down his cheeks.
It's 2 miles, Tariana. Are you going to condemn your family because you couldn't find the energy to crawl 2 bloody miles?
She looked away, because it might as well have been 200. She had nothing left. The howls were louder now. She didn't know why the wolves were being so loud when before they'd always pursued in silence. Perhaps it was because they knew revenge was in sight.
Your family needs you.
Marcus's lips pressed against her forehead.
I need you.
Get up. She rolled onto her hands and knees. Move. She climbed to her feet. Fight. The soft thud of paws filled the air, and fear pushed through her exhaustion, adrenaline giving her some strength. But it was too late. The wolves were coming up from behind them, minutes away, seconds. Marcus pulled his weapon, and Tariana fumbled for her knife, clenching the hilt as she turned. There were 12 of them, shapes outlined by the dying rays of the sun. The front runners bunched their legs, teeth glinting. Then, something shot past Tariana from behind. Wolves, fur black against the white of the snow, raced around her and Marcus, colliding with their pursuers with snarls and flashing teeth. Another pack. Tariana stared, fixated on the fight between the enormous creatures, but Marcus pulled on her arm.
This is our chance. Can you walk?
With the battle raging behind them, Tariana did better than walk. She ran.